Next time you're at a Box Elder Beast football game, walk past the purple-colored bleachers and open a large garage-style door. Behind the doors, you'll find all sorts of different colored large tanks, metal platforms, and trailers. It's a place where members of an unlikely school team gather.
My name's Damien Olson. I'm from Honeyville, the vice president of our FFA chapter. I'm one of the head kids that's on the tractor team for this year, so...
It's taken 3 years for the Box Elder High School FFA tractor team to restore this 1948 Alice Chalmers tractor, which in the early 1950s was used to remove snow from the roadways in Preston, Idaho.
Really, it was pretty old. It was not in good shape at all, and it was really rare. So, because they only made 3,000 of these ones, and we're guessing there's somewhere between 200 and 300 left, so... And we're one of the ones that have one, so...
This tractor is almost identical to what it looked like when it came off of the show or out of the factory.
Here in the shop, class instructor Jason Bingham works with the tractor team. They're making some final repairs on the orange tractor before the national competition.
The actual color is called the Persian orange. And so it took some while going through DuPont, some different paint swatches to find the right one that was actually... most close to the color that it was made when it came out of the factory.
Later this month, the tractor team will travel to Indianapolis, where they will compete in the 2012 Dello Tractor Restoration Competition. The Box Elder FFA team's tractor is one of 12 antique tractors to be presented as finalists. The 1948 Alice Chalmers will be compared with two others of the same brand, a 1935 Model M restored by students in California, and a 1949 WD from Wisconsin.
Actually, we're the first school in Utah that has ever competed, but this is the first year that we knew we could be competitive nationally with it.
Now, one of the students told me that you guys have been announcing, vote for our video, vote for our video. What's that all about?
We get 3 minutes to create a video that documents everything that we did, and it has to have some motion picture in it. And we created it, and that's another part of the competition. It's more of a friendly competition. And so right now we're currently first place in the nation in that. So we're up by, I don't know, 8,000 or 9,000, I think, right now.
Since 1995, Chevron has sponsored the competition to encourage students to develop modern business skills, to learn to manage a project, and to work together as a team. Senior James Phillips says he and his teammates will be judged on the process they used to restore the 1948 tractor, and they will submit years of documentation and give an oral presentation.
It's been a real excitement just getting in here and working with a lot of friends and doing something that's really rare. Not many kids get the opportunity to do.
Taking your projects home when you're finished with them.
Back in the classroom, as students are given assignments, James points out all the different levers and some of the unique aspects of this old tractor.
Okay, let's go out and get to work. Let's go.
So you can notice the wheels are the original tires on the rear. We thought that would get us further in the competition. They still hold it air was remarkable. They are still about 60 years old. We were able to keep most of everything on here as far as the gas tank and all the original parts. We just mainly sandblasted everything, and we were able to repaint everything and keep it as original as possible to win the competition. It's a lot of fun to drive and use the plow, and it's a really unique tractor.
The students will be flying, not driving, to Indianapolis. And the tractor, well, it stays in the shop for now. But if the tractor team wins, the top prize will be $10,000 and a chance for that tractor to be displayed during next year's National FFA competition. You can view the video that we mentioned earlier by going to our website at upr.org. where you will also be able to follow how well the Box Elder High School tractor team is doing during the competition. Reporting from Brigham City at Box Elder High School, I'm Carrie Bringhurst for Utah Public Radio.